All right, hi there, I'm Brendan Burns. I work on Azure Container Service, and I'm here to talk to you about Kubernetes and our upcoming addition to Azure Container Service in preview. All right, so but first I wanted to give you a little bit of an overview of containers. Maybe some of you have been using containers for a while, but maybe some of you, you've been hearing about it, but you're not entirely sure exactly what the fuss is about. So I wanted to give you a brief overview of what containers are and what they can do for you in your software delivery. Really at their core, the reason containers are starting to revolutionize computing is that they provide a really great way for you to package and deliver your applications into the cloud. From development on your laptop to running in Azure, the exact same binary, exact same files, the exact same experience from your laptop all the way to the cloud means that you'll have a consistent, reliable experience as you go to deliver your applications. But just packaging your applications isn't enough. You need a way to orchestrate and manage those applications. And that's really where Kubernetes comes in and Azure Container Service. So Kubernetes provides an API, an application-oriented API that enables you to manage your applications, not your infrastructure. You know, how many times have we thought about machines and what operating system and what sorts of patches and everything else like that that we need to manage the machine, and we're not even thinking about the application, which is the reason that we're out there deploying our software in the first place. So Kubernetes provides you with a way to forget about the machines, focus on your applications, deliver your applications in a reliable, scalable way, deliver changes to those applications when you're pushing, if it's an hour, every hour or every week. Kubernetes is there to not just ensure that the first time you deploy your application is successful, but every time that you deploy your application, it's successful. And then what about Azure Container Service? Well, Azure Container Service provides the easiest way, quickest, easiest way to manage containers on top of Azure. It's going to be able to, in a click of a button or a single command line, deploy a Kubernetes Container Service for you, make it available for you to use. So again, your focus is on your application and the application containers that you're packaging it in, and not on the virtual machines that happen to make up the cluster. So let's take a look at what that might look like and just see how easy it is to create a Kubernetes cluster on Azure. We'll go to this first demo. All right, let's see how easy it is to create a Kubernetes cluster using Azure Container Service and the Azure CLI. All right, we'll start out with the Azure CLI, obviously. ACS, Azure Container Service, create orchestrator type equals Kubernetes. All right, resource group is ACS Kubernetes. What location we want to put it in? Let's put it in West US. We're going to give it a name. We'll call it Kubernetes. DNS prefix for all of the nodes. Brendan. All right, and that should do it. So now what's happening behind the scenes is Azure Container Service is defining the cluster using these parameters, instantiating it for you, and bringing it into existence. And when it's done, you'll have a fully functional Kubernetes cluster. So in one command, everything taken care of for you. All right, cool. Now our Kubernetes cluster has come up, and let's see what we can do with it. Well, I'm using the kubectl command line tool that ships with open source Kubernetes, and I'm going to run a simple application that I wrote using Node.js. I'm going to say kubectl run simple node. And I'm going to give it an image. Now, this image is an image that I've built using Docker and pushed up to the Docker Hub. So there we go. My deployment's been created. Let's take a look and see if I can see the containers that I have running. So there we have a container up there running, and my application is running. Well, now imagine that we need to scale this up for some reason. Imagine that we're having more load or anything else like that. Well, here we go. We can just say kubectl scale All right, we've scaled up our application. And we have three running instances. You can see one is just being created, one has been running for 4 seconds, and the one we started with has been running at 31 seconds. All right, so now we're going to go back and talk to you a little bit about how you can integrate Kubernetes with Azure. Well, I hope you've seen how easy it is to create a Kubernetes cluster on Azure with Azure Container Service. But I want to show some of the ways in which we're extending Kubernetes to more closely integrate it with Azure. I've shown you how we can deploy a simple application out to our Kubernetes cluster, but now I'm going to show you how we can actually scale that application up and use Kubernetes to create an Azure load balancer to load balance traffic from the web, from the outside world, from users in their web browsers down onto that application. So not only is it easy to build your clusters, but it's actually easy to expose those applications to the world. So let's go into that second demo. Cool. Well, it's not sufficient just to deploy your application. You need to be able to show your application to the world. And in order to do that, you need to be integrated with your cloud provider to provide services like load balancing. Here I'm going to show you how Kubernetes is integrated with Azure load balancing to take traffic from the outside world down to the application that you've deployed inside your Kubernetes cluster. All right. So we're going to use the Kubernetes command line just like we did before. And I'm going to say Kubernetes expose. And now we're going to say the type is a load, we need to say dash dash port. All right, and so now you can see we have our simple node service exposed. Well, what does this mean? Well, this means actually that if we go back over to the Kubernetes cluster, we can actually see that we have a load balancer here that's been created by Kubernetes and is being provisioned with a resource rule that will share traffic down into that Kubernetes cluster, which means that without any further effort on your part, traffic can be brought from the outside world down to your containerized application. All right, well, I hope now you've seen just how easy it is to turn up a new container cluster on Azure using the Azure CLI, and the same experience is available on the Azure portal as well. And in addition to turning up your cluster, I hope you've seen just how easy it is to think about managing your application instead of managing your infrastructure. Thanks for watching.